drinks don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen around the world. Just want to say thank you for all the love, all the support we've been getting for Sons of a Great soundtrack. You know, a lot of people didn't know, like I said, I was coming that way. You know what I mean? But with this soundtrack right here, you know, I wanted to give you some R&B, and I also wanted to give some thanks, you know, to the creator.
You know, and let the world know that we're lacking in that area. You know, we're not thanking the creator enough. So I just want to put that out there, and that was on my heart to make that record, you know. And it's a touching record to me because it's dealing with a lot of things that was personal to my heart, you know. And the only thing I do is really listen to the song, grasp it to what the whole message is, and that's why I'm glad people have been giving us great feedback on the music video. Want to say thank you, and it's been bananas today. And, man, you know, can't thank the world enough, you know. So I'm real excited, you know, about this release. And I'm asking everybody, you know, if you haven't got that Sons of a Preacher soundtrack, hey, go over there and grab that over CD Baby, iTunes, Google Play, all over the world. Just Google it up. But you need that in your deck. You need that in your earphones. You need that. You know what I mean? And to all my fans been following me for many years with my music, just want to say, hey, you know, I'm back at it again. But this time, you know, I'm telling the world to look towards the hills from where all our help come from. You know, when it get hard and you think it ain't no way out, hey, keep looking to the hills and keep reading that Psalms 121. That's the business right there. Without further ado, go to a commercial, and we finna get all the way started. Sons of a Preacher night.
Home smart success. Home smart success. Home smart success. Home smart success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, cinch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com, and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the hottest show worldwide in the day. You already know what the day is. Just the final premiere of the Sons of the Preacher. And once again, man, I can't thank the world enough, you know, for embracing the soundtrack and definitely loving every song on there. And I want to thank you all for that. And the Sons of the Preacher, give a big shout out to my main man, Jack, Mac, Macaroni with Cheese, I call him, you know. That's my man who produced that good music for me and co-wrote on that great song with me. And I just want to say much love to my main man, Macaroni. And if you need any kind of great music, man, don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I'll get you in touch with the Mac, man. You know, he the business for real, you did. So we just wanted to bring something to y'all, man, and let you get a great feel of my main man, Mac. And, you know, and we collaborated real good together. So just wanted to bring Mac all the way to the forefront and all the way to the world, man. And, you know, that's one of the best-kept secrets, man, in the business for real. So you got Mac, producer of that great music and co-write on that great song that's popping right now, The Sons of a Preacher. That video is bananas. You dig what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody once again who's been tuning in that and been sending, you know, hey, great things and saying thank you and God bless. So, man, it's been bananas today. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my man DJ Taz in because I know he got a lot of things to say. DJ.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood of the Streets Don't Love You Back. Team is always in full effect. Good evening, everybody, and thank you all around the world for tuning in to the hottest radio show, educational program worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And definitely it's been a blessed, busy day, as y'all see on Facebook. The Sons of the Preacher is going down tonight as well. And on top of that, America's Gangster, America's Most Evil, it will be also airing tonight as well. So my man, my mentor, my uncle has been busy pretty much all day, worldwide, handling business, moving forward, educating the world. You dig?
Yes, sir. And that's real talk, man. And want to give my lovely wife, my lovely queen, a big shout out. You know what I mean? She loved the video and loved the song. And, you know, that makes me very happy, you dig? And the message is definitely out there now, you know? And the only thing people got to do is really grasp on to, you know, that faith, man. You know what I mean? Because that sustains our life, you know? No matter who you are, what faith you believe in. But we all know, you know, we have to grasp it back, man, and believe and understand that he can change your life, your situation, your whole thinking pattern to greatness, you know what I mean? So I'm living proof among other people before me and, you know, all of that. So my suggestion, like I say, keep moving forward in life. Don't give up and always read that Psalms 121 no matter where you're at, you know? Any last words before we pop off this great show tonight?
Hey, man, for all the folks who missed the show last night, it was a hell of an experience, a hell of an educational experience, I mean to tell you, man. The little homie Rob put it out there. I mean, he really put the word out there for sure. It's really going to be an eye-opener and an ear-opener. So clean your ears, clean your eyes out, get ready, folks. The Streets Don't Love You Back is in full effect, baby.
Real talk. So, hey, like we promised y'all, you know, May 17th, the release of the Sons of a Preacher. We finna spin that. This is the Sons of a Preacher night. So we want everybody to lean back, rock with us. You know what I mean? And if you're feeling it in any kind of way, you already know what to do. Grab that good Bible and look towards the hills for where that great help come from, that spiritual help, you know? Psalms 121. So we're definitely in the building. We finna premiere one more time. This that night, this that day. Keep it moving forward.
I look to the hills from where my help come from. Psalms 121. Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in a world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand-to-hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. Hopefully I can escape before them feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around of course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood war. So you're mentally full, physically remorse to the pain and the stuff. And you're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend, and his main goal was a seven, ties with his junior son, and that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers, and the boy he had in prison, but he had never met them, cause two was doing life, and Sidney came home to an untimely demise, after serving 18 years in the pen, Marvin and Christopher began, on the right path, but you still need that man, so you don't be out prowling. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wilder. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word, word, Mac.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the son of a preacher, but the nephew of a preacher. And every Sunday morning, my uncle tried to reach us. Me and all my cousins in the pew like it was bleachers. Women catching the Holy Ghost, I guess it was they feature. All it really was single women that was weaker. Praying that they find a good man every weekend. Their soul steady leaking, while burning with the flames. While they trying to raise their kids by themselves and maintain. And me and uncle both feel the same. Cause all we ever wanted to do was make mom proud with no pain. And the key to life is really just to find a good queen. And when Unc met his queen, Miss Lucinda became one of the same. Perfect team.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah. I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show moving around the world. Man, that Sons of a Preacher. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Very amazing song. And thanks once again for all the great feedback and prayers and, you know, all of that from people. It's been a definite honor to see all the great posts that people have been sending us and things. So once again, it's definitely heartfelt for me and my wife and my whole team and the people who works with us to continue to educate these young kids and even our at-risk adults to a better life and making better choices. Because at the end of the day, that's truly what it's all about. You know, it's about making sure you're able to educate people to a better life. And that is the bottom line, you know. Give people a fair shot and give young kids a fair shot and a fair chance to become anything they choose to become, you know what I mean? And something great to help someone else as well. So it's all about helping others to help others. So that's the bottom line. So with that said and done, I'm going to go over here to DJ Taz and let him weigh in on the Sons of a Preacher. DJ Taz, weigh in.
Man, I can't get enough of it, bro. I cannot get enough of it.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was part of, you know, I was part of that project as well, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, to what my extent was that you didn't want me on that particular song. So that's totally understandable. But not how to hear the rest of it and things like that, that's a definite eye-opener. Folks need to pay attention to what's really going on in the world today.
Right, man. And it's like, you know, that song was, you know, written, and, you know, once I, you know, really started working on it, because I really started putting things together way back in 2011 when I met my brother Robbie and them, you know? And that's where
right.
the Sons of a Preacher thing came about, period. You know what I'm saying? But it took me a minute to really get around to it because I was waiting for Robbie to come home and start on the Sons of a Preacher documentary, and everything just fell into play, you know? I had a chance to work with one of the greatest music producers in the history of the game, as far as I'm concerned, Macaroni with Cheese, you know? And it's been a great thing working with my guy, you know, on the Sons of a Preacher song. So definitely want to keep giving my man Macaroni a big shout-out, because he had to send me 5 or 6 songs even before I could even really bite on one, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
All good, man. It's all good, you know? So I'm going to go back in your court, Chaz, and let them know about the video. You know what I mean? We aired the video. We premiered the video. You know what I mean? Give us the take on the video when you first seen it and vibe with it. You know, where did it take Chaz to mentally?
Oh, man. It took me to a place that I never really thought I would ever see myself being at, and that's being on a wonderful team, being part of a wonderful family that's, you know, love doing something good, not only for themselves, but giving back to the community. Because I used to be one of those little knuckleheads from the streets of Detroit doing the same things, trying to make that money and things like that instead of doing what I was supposed to do. But now, you know, I came out here and got a little bit older, and my first blessing in disguise was meeting this man, Rob Boyd, on the old radio show to I&E Radio. I can't even remember the name of the show, Raw and Uncut. And it was a beautiful experience right from there. And I've just been rocking with the family ever since. And that video today, oh, my God. It makes me more proud to be part of a wonderful, moving forward, educational family. That's where it puts me.
My man, because I've been getting so much, you know, great speak on that, man. Because like I say, once again, nobody was looking for me to come that angle. You know what I mean? They was looking for raw hip-hop, you know what I mean, like Streets and Laidback Volume 2, 3, or 4, or 5, but that song was on a whole different level, you know what I mean, of spiritual and thanking God, you know what I mean, for what he's done blessed my life with, you know what I mean, with my wife, my grandkids, my mother, my brothers and sisters, you know what I mean, and just people I've met along the way where we've done lockdown and we're doing great work together to not only, once you said, you know, to take care of ourselves, but to take care of others as well, you know, to give them a hand up, not a hand out, you know what I mean? So more hands up and less hands out, that's the bottom line. And more education and less violence, you know what I mean? And more education than running in and out of jail, you know what I mean? So these are the things we have to educate our people on, you know what I mean? Whether it's at-risk youth or at-risk adult, you know? And that's what I'm proud of with me and my wife and the organization we created in 2009, and 7 years we've been doing this work, and it's been rewarding, you know what I mean, to be able to do a lot of the things we do to help communities, you know, and it's a heartfelt thing, you know. So I just once again want to thank everybody for loving Sons of a Preacher song, you know, and this is our premiere night, you know what I mean, so we're going to bump that all night, you know what I mean, until it's time to roll, and then cut to a few commercials as well, you know. So we're going to get right back into the groove, and we're going to go through a few commercials, and we'll be right back with DJ Taz.
Hello. My name is Calvin Jack Winfield, and I have a public service announcement to make on behalf of the Streets Don't Love You Back, and also speaking in third person for our senator, Mrs. Catherine Miranda. I am Senator Catherine Miranda, representing District 27. I am seeking support for my re-election in the Senate. I have represented the people for the last 6 years, but I'm still in the middle of a lot of unfinished business and work that needs to be completed. There are many organizations that are making a difference in our community. The Streets Don't Love You Back is at the top of my priority list because this organization changes lives. The real stories with real people can only make real changes. As your state senator and your support for my re-election, I continue to support and help the Streets Don't Love You Back move forward and be the movement that changes lives.
I am State Senator Catherine Miranda, and I approve this message.
Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Black, 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 black.
I look to the hills from where my help come from. Psalms 121. Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in a world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand to hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. But hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around the course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord. But the neighborhood wars, so you're mentally forced. Physically remorse to the pain and the stuff. And you're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend, and his main goal was to sever ties with his junior son. And that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers and the four he had in prison, but he had never met them, cause two was doing life. And Sidney came home to an untimely demise after serving 18 years in the pen. Marvel and Christopher began on the right path, but you still need that man, so you don't be out prowling. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wilder. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word, word, Max.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah.
I'm not the son of a preacher, but the nephew of a preacher. And every Sunday morning, my uncle tried to reach us. Me and all my cousins in the pew like it was bleachers. Women catching the Holy Ghost, I guess it was they feature. All it really was single women that was weaker. Praying that they find a good man every weekend. Their soul steady leaking, while burning with the flames. While they trying to raise their kids by themselves and maintain. And me and uncle both feel the same. Cause all we ever wanted to do was make mom proud with no pain. And the key to life is really just to find a good queen. And when Unc met his queen, Miss Lucinda became one of the same. Perfect team.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh, yeah. I look to the hills. I I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills, oh yeah.
The Streets Don't Love You Back presents Son of a Preacher documentary and soundtrack. Now both will be available to you on May 17, 2016. Plus, the documentary will be on DVD. Make sure you go look for it on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon, and all digital outlets as well. So make sure you stay tuned, because it's about to go down. But in the meantime, go to www.streetsdontloveyouback.com. And yeah, it's spelled just like that. Like that. It's not a game. Stay in the building. Stay moving forward. You dig?
Yourself. I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped it when. Fuck. I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come into a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood, know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swing, wet to hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Eric up. Pop gone on the bench and people want to stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough of dinner for rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night, and the product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear in it for one to bounce. Yeah, thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king of my men. But then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized when I died. One way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing, what I'm doing.
What's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. all y'all, you know. Okay. I look forward to coming to the game one day, NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Go ahead for your dream to achieve in your life. Chance like rolling the dice, it won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it, and to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
To be the son of a preacher, we are living in the world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand to hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. So hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around the course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood wars, so you're mentally forced. Physically remorse to the pain and the stuff, and you're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills.
where my help come from. I look to the hills, oh yeah.
So, yeah. And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend, and his man goes to seven, ties with his junior son, and that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers, and the boy he had in prison, but he had never met them, cause two was doing life, and Sidney came home to an untimely demise, after serving 18 years in the pen, Marvel and Christopher began, on the right path, but you still need that man, so you don't be out prowling. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wilder. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word, word,
match. I look to the hills, I look to the hills, where my help come from. I look to the hills, oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the son of a preacher, but the nephew of a preacher. And every Sunday morning, my uncle tried to reach us. Me and all my cousins in the pew like it was bleachers. Women catching the Holy Ghost, I guess it was they feature. All it really was single women that was weaker. Praying that they find a good man every weekend. Their souls steady leaking, while burning with the flames. While they trying to raise their kids by themselves and maintain. And me and uncle both feel the same. Cause all we ever wanted to do was make mom proud with no pain. And the key to life is really just to find a good queen. And when Unc met his queen, Miss Lucinda became one of the same. Perfect team.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help come from. I look to the hills. Yeah. I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help come from. I look to the hills. Oh yeah.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show moving worldwide on the railroad track globally. We moving. Great, great song, Sons of a Preacher. Every song on the soundtrack is an eye-opener, educational piece, spiritual piece. So make sure you go buy that Sons of a Preacher soundtrack. CD Baby, Google, iTunes, Amazon, all over the world. Just put it in the Google search bar. Sons of a Preacher soundtrack. Once again, I want to thank my man, Mac, all day. That's my guy for producing that great music for me. And we doing that great track together. You know, great collaboration. And once again, if you need some good music or you need a good engineer, somebody that's about making sure you get what you need and what you deserve, that's my man, Macaroni. Be right back with my man, Taz. And we're going to close out the show. DJ Taz, what's the business?
Oh, man. Man, I can't get, I'll tell you, like I said a few minutes ago, Unc, I cannot get enough of that song. That is a eye-opener, ear catcher. You know what I'm saying? That's a, you know, that's a real educational eye-opener song for folks that don't understand, need to really pay attention to this song and really pay attention to the words. Because you and Mac, y'all did the damn thing for real with that. You know what I'm saying? And I can, all I can do is just say big ups to you and Calvin. You know, all I can do is just say big ups to you and Calvin for that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like my man said, my man is no hoe to the game of engineering and doing music. Y'all need to go get my man on some music. Go hook him up. Go hit him up. Let him know what you're about. But be serious about your music, though. He ain't going to mess around with no BS. Trust and believe. I should know.
My man, you did hear that from DJ Taz himself. But once again, man, we want to thank God for allowing us to do the work we do. Thank God for everything that he's done, blessed each and every one of us with. And I just want to say keep moving forward and thanking God for all the blessings that he do for you each and every day, you know, because he don't have to, you know. So it's a blessing when you wake up and you got a chance to do some good. So just always try to do all the good you can do and less bad, the bottom line, you know? So I'm going to put it back in your court, last word, DJ Taz, and we're going to close it out.
Hey, man, big ups to the wonderful team, the wonderful family. You know, the Streets Don't Love You Back. We'll always stay moving forward. Stay tuned. The Car Wash will be starting again very shortly. The home is June 5th. If folks want to come out there and donate whatever you got in the house that y'all don't need, come on down there, check us out. Come rock with us, come meet us, come see how we rock. You know what I'm saying? This is not a game. This is real. This is some real live jazz that we're talking about. This ain't no pop, hip-hop, funk, nothing like that. This is some real-life jazz we talking about. That means this is real serious business going on. So come check us out. Come rock with us. The Streets Don't Love You Back is always definitely moving forward. And definitely want to give a definite shout out to the folks out there holding it down, like all the justice folks out there, Maricopa, Catherine Miranda. Make sure y'all go handle that. And she's really trying to get in that office, you dig. So go do what you need to do. Stay hustling, stay grinding. Don't let nobody knock you off your hustle or your grind. Make sure you stay looking to the hills. That means there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on you. At the end of the day, you're the only one that's got to satisfy yourself.
That's the bottom line, DJ Taz. And once again, this was just our little short premiere of the Sons of a Preacher song. And once again, we're going to take you out tonight with that track. And definitely go download that whole album, you know what I'm saying? Get the album, you know what I mean? I got four great songs on there, inspirational songs for you. And the soundtrack is going for just $5.99, you know. And I wanted to make it that everybody around the world can get it, you know. So the soundtrack is only $5.99. So definitely go and CD Baby, iTunes, Google Play, and put that in your iCard. Put it on, you know, your iTunes thing. Put it on your iPod. Everywhere, you know what I mean, that you can put earplugs in your car, because you need this track, you know what I mean? You need this soundtrack in your iPod. Is that right, Taz?
You definitely need to go get that. I'm about to go get that as soon as we hang up. But definitely want to give a shout-out, you know what I'm saying? We definitely doing, we still have some of those T-shirts out there for Die for a Drink for Flint, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Got to give a big up for Obama out there. He's about to go back out there to Flint to go try to help it out once again. So speaking of that, we definitely still do have those Dying for a Drink T-shirts. Get in contact with me and my man, Calvin Winfield. Let us know what size you want, what colors we got. We got black and orange, all different sizes. So come hook us up, help us out, you know what I'm saying, and do something good for yourself and for the community.
That's what it is. So let them know how can they get in touch if they want to get that product to, you know, donate to the cause, you know, a great cause at that.
Hey, if you folks out here in the Phoenix, the Arizona area, you just let us know where you are and things like that. $25, I know it may be a little steep, but understand what it's going for. We ain't trying to put money in our pocket. We're trying to put water back on the clean community of Flint, Michigan. So rock with us. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on our page. Just let us know what size you need, how many you need, how many you want. And we'll be glad to come deliver them out there to you personally. You know what I'm saying? Let you know the Streets Don't Love You Back. It's still definitely doing what we need to do.
That's what's happening. You know what I mean? And just want to thank DJ Taz for, you know, he say as soon as he hang up, he challenging everybody as well to go get their copy. You know, it's only $5.99. You know, go ahead and download that whole soundtrack and put it in your music icon and start bumping that. And once Taz do that, he's going to post that up on Facebook and tag me as well and let the world know he has his copy, you know. So, the bottom line is thank you again, DJ Taz, and we'll be waiting on the post as soon as you purchase that to let the world know where they can go purchase that at and put the link up there as well and challenge everybody to go grab that tonight.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
All right, I appreciate you, DJ Taz.
You already know, Streets Don't Love You Back in the building. Big ups once again, Calvin, Jack Winfield, Rob Boyce, for putting down an educational slapper. You know what I'm saying? I said it right.
Man.
An educational slapper.
Man, we appreciate you, man. And you was just letting people know what DJ Taz you're going to challenge him.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put that challenge out there. Who's going to be the first one to definitely go cop that Streets Don't Love You Back soundtrack before me and post it on Facebook and let me know what you got going on? That's what I put like this. I already know what the Streets Don't Love You Back soundtrack pretty much is about. I challenge somebody else to go get it and have a different view than me, than I have on the Streets Don't Love You Back soundtrack. I mean, the Sounds of a Preacher soundtrack.
Exactly.
The Sounds of a Preacher soundtrack, I challenge anybody, and I dare anybody to say anything negative about it.
Oh, definitely. It's a good thing. You know, God is good. So long as God is involved, that's all, I care. You know what I mean? So we don't even have to worry about that, DJ Taz. You know what I mean? God got his hand on everything. And once again, we just thank everybody that supports us and supporting the Sons of a Preacher soundtrack. Once again, thank you all. And much love to everybody. DJ Taz, we're going to call it a night. And make sure you post that up when you cop that. And we saying farewell.
Oh, indeed. And don't forget, folks, Gangsters, America's Most Evil, I believe, is still airing tonight. So the folks who haven't seen it and understand what the city of Detroit looks like and how it really goes down, stay tuned. May 17th is a hot night.
Oh, man, all day. And we appreciate everybody for the love. Take care and have a good evening.